With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Abortion providers in Arizona are being allowed to ply their trade in neighboring California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, in signing SB 233, says California stands ready to protect reproductive freedom. This temporary move is to circumvent the resurrection of an old Arizona law, which bans nearly all abortions in that state. Even though the ban is being repealed, it won't be lifted until later this year. Arizona doctors would have to apply to California's medical board. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, nearly two dozen states are enforcing new bans on abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, families of four of the five Marines killed when their Osprey crashed in 2022 have filed a federal lawsuit against the aircraft's manufacturers.
The Marines were killed when their MV-22 Osprey experienced a catastrophic mechanical failure known as hard clutch engagement, a known problem that has happened more than a dozen times since 2010. The lawsuit names Bell Textron, the Boeing company, and Rolls-Royce, saying that the Osprey's design is flawed and does not meet U.S. safety standards. The Osprey can take off or land like a helicopter, but fly like an airplane. The military services have called it a game changer, but it has not been without significant cost. Since 2000, more than 50 service members have been killed in accidents involving the Osprey. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Boeing officials say U.S. regulators will get their plan next week that lays out the corporation's strategy to fix quality and safety problems on its assembly lines. In the announcement, Boeing said it's moving forward to address demands brought by the FAA. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors. But Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869. It closes the beach until noon on Sundays. This is SRN News. The families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas come up with another way to pressure the government. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The pain and memory of the October 7th massacre by Hamas terrorists of more than 1,200 Israeli men, women, and young children, along with many foreign nationals, was refreshed throughout Israel as families of the hostages still held by the Iranian proxy released video footage of the capture and initial abuse of five young women taken that day. The graphic scenes were shot by the terrorists' own body cameras as the women, soldiers on lookout duty, were overrun by the marauders. Family members told media that after 229 days in captivity, they fear time for their rescue is running out and they need to shock the nation's leadership into action. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.